welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus on this Monday, November 18th, 1:07 in the afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki, along with our wonderful, talented Ag Director, Bridget Riedel. Bridget, how was your weekend?
Excellent. Actually, yesterday, really nice weather. Got out to take a little bit of a walk because why wouldn't you take advantage of a day where the wind was down versus Saturday?
No doubt.
I don't want to say it was brisk, but there was a lot of wind Saturday.
It was windy. It was windy on Saturday, but the sun was out. Hey, we got a bison win over the weekend, and not only a win, just they demolished them.
So that was, again, we're not necessarily a sports show, but I am a big bison fan, and I was very surprised. Missouri State was coming in ranked quite high, and I thought this would be a bit of a closer game. But when you go back and look at their record, they didn't have a lot of really strong teams that they played earlier in the season. But if they're moving to FBS next season, which they are, this will be a challenge for them.
Right.
I wish them well, but it won't be very easy for them to start moving forward. And I know for a fact, anybody who tailgates with us or knows me well is like, I can't believe she's talking sports because she's forever concerned about, was that a hole in one at once they crossed the 50-yard line? How did that work? So I'm terrible with sports rules. Not good.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what. We've been really, really lucky so far this fall. We're not quite into winter yet, and it's been dry. And we're starting to see that change now as we head into this week. In fact, we've got some big, big changes around the corner for this time of the year. And we're finally going to start to see winter weather heading our way. We're currently in the low 50s. This is a beautiful afternoon. It's a little breezy, but not too bad. I would suggest getting out, maybe taking that bike for one last spin this afternoon before the rain comes in tonight. This could be our last 50-degree weather that we see this season. I'm not ruling it out that we won't see a day or two, but our stretch of really nice weather that we've had over the last month and a half is about to come to an end as we head into tomorrow. But first today, into tonight, we're looking at those clouds already increasing from the south. We went from basically mostly sunny to now mostly cloudy within the last hour as those clouds thicken up as a storm system moves out of the central plains. It's going to be a mild day today. We're already in the low 50s. We'll notch it up a few more degrees, about 52, 54 throughout the FM area with southeast winds about 10 to 20. Tonight, we'll see rain overspread the area from the south after about 8 o'clock, a little later in the north. And it's going to be a steady rain all night long. That's great news. Yeah, breezy conditions with lows near 40 tonight. And then we'll see a very rainy morning, and then we'll kind of shut the precip off as we head into the afternoon, or at least tone it down to isolated showers. A morning high around 40 tomorrow, and then we'll see steady to slowly falling temperatures into the 30s by evening. Then the backside of this system wraps in, and that will pull in some snow as we head into late Tuesday night and during the day on Wednesday, along with strong northwest winds at about 20 to 35 and gusting close to 40. And we're expecting about 1 to 3 inches of snow. Now, the snowfall totals won't be a big deal, but when you have 30 to 35 mile an hour winds whipping that around, Wednesday is going to be, it won't be a pretty day with highs only in the 20s. So make sure that winter weather gear is ready. I don't know. I don't think we'll have enough snow to snowblow, but definitely make sure that winter gear is ready to roll because even after this storm exits, we're in the upper 20s to low 30s for the rest of the week with more snow possible as we head into next weekend. So a much different weather pattern.
Winter gear. Let's have a quick tutorial for those of you who are new in town. We need to think about these things.
Layers.
Snow shovels. Yep. So make sure you have if you go in the ditch and you need a shovel, make sure you have your snow shovel handy. If you haven't planned ahead and have your winter gear in your vehicle, that should include heavy coats or snow pants, bibs, warm boots, extra socks and mittens for anybody who would be riding in your vehicle, hats. You certainly can have some canned heat, things like that, that if you run out of gas, your vehicle can stay warm. I realize most of us say, nothing will go wrong. I have a cell phone. Look, I grew up in the days up here where people were stuck in their car for 3 days because they couldn't get to you. And even when we had cell phones, You didn't always have a signal. So let's plan ahead, throw some extra blankets in. It's only for a while. And the kids will like them because they'll play in the back with them anyway. So you might as well get those things in the vehicle.
Right.
Start carrying it around. One of my farmer friends down at Barnesville, Jay, likely is already looking at me thinking, I can't believe you took yours out in the spring because you're the reason we get a late snowstorm. So, Jay, I'll go load my pickup up this afternoon. Okay, we'll be fine.
There you go. And Gary just came out. If you're a subscriber to Weather 2020, Gary just put his LRC, forecast number one. Now, this does not include the storm that's coming up into our area right now. So minus that storm, Gary has already put a preliminary snowfall total forecast for the Northern Plains. This does include North South Dakota, even down into Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. And it was kind of what I was thinking for, each meteorologist has kind of different thoughts on what the upcoming winter is going to be like. But when you both use the LRC, you should both kind of have the same kind of thought process. And yeah, I was thinking kind of the same thing that he had, that his first thoughts are. Now, again, that does not include this system. And once the cycle gets set, then we'll have a better handle on what really, in terms of snowfall, how much we're expecting. But if you're a snow lover, I hate to say it, it doesn't look real promising up here. Now, that doesn't mean we're not going to see our snow. We will. I don't think it's going to be, and I've been saying since the last couple of weeks, it won't be as easy as last winter, but it won't be as bad as the winter before. I think we'll see a little. I think we'll see a little, and we'll break this down into detail a week from this Wednesday. So the 27th, we will have Gary on Jay's show. Starting at 2 o'clock with the winter weather outlook for our area. But there's going to be some very heavy snow throughout the winter, not far away. So if that might give you a little hint.
Everybody who's selling snow blowers and snowmobiles is like, where did you say that? And right. When are we going to have it? Because they're needing to plan ahead for some sales.
Yeah. And like I said, you won't have to drive far to get into some really decent snowfall this winter. So, and again, we'll break that down for you. Put it on your calendar, November 27th, 2 o'clock on the Jay Thomas Show. So looking forward to that. And this storm, this is the biggest storm we've seen so far this first cycle. And when this cycles back in cycle 2 and 3, when we're deeper into winter, this is going to be either a major ice storm or B, a huge snow event. So this one should be interesting the next couple of times this cycles back through.
Okay. And so once you have that cycle, it's kind of like last year when we kept saying, oh, the Christmas storm is back. So now we'll be able to do something a little bit like that. So Are you going to name storms for us?
Back? We're not that cheesy. Sorry. No, we're not going to.
But I mean, it's
that.
Not because it's that big, but because every time the cycle sets, and if you have a 62 day cycle, and every 62 days you have another storm. So maybe that way we can say, oh, Alvin's back. It's coming around. Now we're going to call him Berta. I mean, then you can just keep track of that same storm keeps reoccurring.
You know what? Let's discuss that with Gary. I'll discuss that with Gary on Wednesday. How's that?
Okay. Only if I get to name them, because I've got some doozies for
you. Sure. I'll see what Gary's thoughts are on that. I can only imagine some of the names you're going to come up with.
Oh, don't worry. Just let me go get the family album out, and I'll be able to give you a number of ideas.
Right, right. But I can only imagine. Wow. The next few weeks around here, and even to start off the month of December, we're seeing signs of that arc. Not only, I mean, the cold air this week, but it looks like we'll have Arctic air that will pull into the area end of the month and that first week in December. So some really cold weather is not far away. So this week will be a tease. And then as we get after Thanksgiving, I think that's when we really get, and if we have any snowpack on the ground, it's going to be really, really cold. So, and it's not unheard of for this time of the year. We've just been so spoiled, for the last 6 weeks. I mean, we really have.
Well, every orthopedic surgeon in town just went, it's sprained knee and broken ankle season.
Yep. Yep, no doubt. No doubt. Well, we've got a special guest. A recurring guest is coming on with us this afternoon.
I am very sad I'm not in studio right now because when Cassie from Great Harvest Bread Company joins us, she brings phenomenal food. And since I'm not there, I've promised my share to Addison, our sound engineer, because he's looking a little gaunt over there in the sound booth. So we're going to make sure that he
We can save you some.
No, nope, that's okay. I don't want anything to go to waste. So share with Addison because then he will have to help critique it too.
Okay. Addison, should we? Are you going to eat Bridget's? Bridget's part, or should we save some for her?
We can save like a couple crumbs.
Okay.
Just a little
bit. It's going to be just fine.
Oh, man.
It's
going to
be just fine.
So we'll have Cassie from Great Harvest Bread coming up with us. Don't go anywhere. And if you have any questions throughout the show, give us a call on the Red Wing Shoe Line, 701-293-9000. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
And welcome back to Weather and Ag in Focus, 1:21 in the afternoon. Temperatures outside in the low 50s. Get out and enjoy it. This could be the swan song for the nice weather as winter weather is moving in later this week. We'll have more on that a little later in the show. But we have one of our favorite guests. And I'm not saying she's one of our favorites because she always brings goodies in, but that's one reason. Cassie? From Great Harvest Bread joins us. Cassie, good Monday. How was your weekend?
It was good. And you know what today is? National Bread Day.
Well, how fitting.
Yes!
Bridget, you're missing
That's
out.
That's awesome.
You are missing out. So
I know.
So Cassie, explain to people, if they're not familiar with Great Harvest Bread,
yes.
I mean, what do you got? You guys have everything over there. You really do.
We try to because I think people want different things. So, of course, we can't have everything, but we try to have an assortment as much as we can.
Right. And what did you bring us today? You've got your cinnamon chip. That's one of your, is that one of your more famous
yes.
breads that you have?
Yep. We do the cinnamon chip daily, and sometimes we sell out on it daily. I was just telling you, I just bought 150 pounds of cinnamon chip to get through Thanksgiving. For the rest of this week and next week. So if that just tells you how much we're going to sell, that's a lot.
That's great. And, I mean, we've got a couple of big holidays coming up. We've got Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we've also got Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, Greg, what's that bread that Greg's got? The garlic?
This is our Italian garlic. So I brought an Italian garlic. I brought this beautiful challah, which is a great bread for gifting and is just a great universal bread. And then I also brought, what is this? No, mushroom Swiss. And then our cinnamon chip.
And the garlic, and I asked you, what would the garlic go good with? And Greg pipes in, oh, that'd go great with pasta. And no doubt about it, put a little garlic butter on there. And
yes.
Oh.
A little bit. There's some Parmesan cheese already, chunks of Parmesan cheese already melted in there.
Ooh.
But if you wanted to do like cheese on top, or one of our girls in the store, she makes an amazing spinach dip. And she always pairs the Italian garlic with that. So, you know, you could dice it up and use it with some of your dips for the holidays.
And you're coming up on the busy season right now.
Yes.
So, I mean, what are some good ideas that, like, if people are thinking, you know, I'm going to a Thanksgiving party, I'm going to a holiday party, I'm not sure what to bring. You know, everybody likes to bring something.
Right.
What would you recommend? What do you have?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes all of the food items are selected. You know, people kind of sign up for the, I'm doing the beans, I'm doing the turkey, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm,
and so we've actually been putting together some little gift bags for the hostess for, like, the next day. So sometimes the big winner is, like, the next day after the holiday when people are sick of cooking and maybe they want to do pancakes for breakfast or something like that. So we make a pancake mix in the store. And we have some different syrups that we get locally and through some of our vendors. And so, like, right now we have a choke cherry syrup. We have a rhubarb syrup. And so sometimes, you know, if you can't bring anything the day of the holiday, it's just kind of nice to have those gifting ideas for the next day. But yeah, right now we're doing bread turkeys. We've brought back our Virginia rolls. I know. We did the did I bring you guys a bread spider?
I have not seen that yet, but I can only imagine. So it's got to be like the big loaf with all the legs or smaller.
It has legs,
garlic,
yeah, and it's kind of something that we're known for. So, you know, during Easter, we do these bread bunnies. So the oven just looks like, you know, there's a herd of bunnies that are just going to come out. So we've got honey bunnies. We do the spiders and the witch's fingers for Halloween, and then for Thanksgiving, we do the bread turkeys. So yeah, we'll have some bread turkeys for centerpieces. Okay. And then we also do
these
Virginia rolls. And we only bring Virginia rolls out for the holidays, but they have potato flakes and butter in them. And they're so soft and they're so sweet and people absolutely love them. And then we also made a huge batch of cinnamon butter or vanilla honey butter. Oh. And so, you know, come in and grab some of that honey butter, put it on those rolls. You asked me what you should come in and get.
Oh, man.
Okay. I have a list of things over here and half of it's in order, Cassie. Okay. So
this would be great for tailgating for the postseason.
Playoffs. Yes. So, first of all, Cassie bailed us out last week. We had an event at the studio where we were handing over a check to Farm Rescue, and I asked if anybody had ordered dessert. No one had thought of dessert, but I did. And I called Cassie, and just quickly she said, we'll just do a variety package for you. And so we did that, and it was a mix of scones and muffins and cookies, and everybody really enjoyed them. So that was a lifesaver for us. Okay. And I know that you want to connect with other businesses. So, you know, when someone is in a pinch for a meeting, what are some of the things that they can do? Whether you're bringing farmers in for seed meetings, maybe you're an equipment dealer and you're doing a planter clinic this winter. If you need box lunches, are all those ideas that you can cover for them, Cassie?
Yes. So box lunches, we just did box lunches today for True North Steel. So that was a catering, you know, one that we did in a bigger company. The other thing that sometimes, you know, if you come in our store and you see our cookies or you see our scones, they're huge. And sometimes, especially for meetings, you know, you do need to eat a cookie like that, but maybe not. So we do mini cookies and mini scones, you know, something just a little more doable. And especially if you have a large amount of people. So it's a better price point. But, you know, feel free to ask for something like that. We're happy to customize things as well.
You know, even for gifts, because I know that I have a party to go to this weekend. And when you're thinking about what's a great gift idea, the gift packs would be, because you're right, it's the after party that they get to celebrate after everybody leaves. So you also have Pride of Dakota items on the shelf. When I walked in the store, you're well stocked.
Yeah. You know, somebody asked me the other day, what would be the benefit of buying local, you know, or like a store like yours? And I think for us, we try to support other local businesses as well. And so when you come in and buy our products, you know, like we were just talking about honey, you know, when we use Three Bears honey in our bread, we're also supporting that apiary in town, or we're supporting some of those Pride of Dakota brands. And you talked about those gift packs and getting your own thing. I brought you one. So when you get back here, there's one for you. But inside these little envelopes is like three little cards. I don't know if you can see them, but it's a free cookie, a free loaf of choice, so anything you want, or a free honey whole wheat or premium white. And so you can just give this to somebody and then they can come in the store whenever they want and they can pick out whatever they want. So that's kind of fun too.
That's an awesome deal. Thank you.
That's perfect.
Don't take it. Put it on the weather desk till I get there.
Boy, does she know me.
Do you have a locker or something? Which one of those desks are yours?
We'll make sure.
I have Bonnie Amistadi. Bonnie's my watchdog. If I need to order Virginia rolls for Thanksgiving, hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod, and this is just all about me right now. Yes. When do I have to have my order in for them, number one? Two, let's say I want to order extra in case I need to freeze some for tailgating. Do they freeze well?
They do. And anytime somebody wants to freeze something, just let us know. We're happy to give you an extra bag. So we just recommend to double bag it just so it keeps that moisture and doesn't get freezer burnt or anything like that. And so we're happy to send that extra bag along with you. And orders have to be in by the 25th.
Okay. Can I have 2 dozen and I'll pick them up next Wednesday? And if anybody comes in saying it's me, it's a lie. It's just me. Yes.
I love the
I'll call the store.
I love the turkey centerpiece you were talking about. That if anybody would bring that to a party, you know that's going to be the talk. Like, how in the world did you make that? you know?
I feel like it also, you know, fuels our passion. You know, I at the store, my crew is amazing. They're talented. Many of them are artistic. I have one girl who's going to school to be a landscape artist. And so it kind of gives us that little bit of relief and comic relief, you know, when we're kneading these hundreds of loaves of bread by hand.
Right.
Every day to kind of sit there. It's been silly watching them, you know, put the legs on these spiders and poke their eyes in and things like that. So they have a lot of fun.
Now, there's some people, Cassie, that are gluten sensitive.
Yes.
Do you have gluten-free products for those people?
We do. So
I feel like I'm those people. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are people that are gluten sensitive. Yeah, so
for special diets.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So I always tell people Wednesdays and Thursdays are their day in our store. So Wednesdays, we have a bread called Harvest Buckwheat Brown Rice. Ooh. And we do it in three flavors. So they can get it in plain for like sandwiches or whatever and get it sliced. We do it in craisin, and then we do it in our cinnamon chip, so they can get in on the cinnamon chip.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also do muffins on Wednesday, so they can come in Wednesdays, get the bread, get the muffins. And then Thursdays, a lot of people don't know, our monster cookies are gluten-free. There's no flour in them. It's just oats and peanut butter and sugar. Yep. And all of that stuff. So the monster cookies are also gluten sensitive.
Awesome. Awesome.
Nice.
And Cassie, if anybody wants to get a hold of you to place their Thanksgiving order, or
like me,
or an early Christmas order, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, just call the store and we can, you know, we have all kinds of things going on. We've got pies that we're rolling out. We're doing pumpkin-os. And so our staff, we really have it figured out right now. So basically somebody has the phone in their pocket at all times right now. So they can help you with an order. Just call 701-293-9382, or you can stop in. We're happy to help you in person as well.
That's awesome. Yep. Man, I'll tell you, if you've never had Cassie's bread, it's amazing. It brings me back to the day. Because you don't have very many homemade bakeries. Back in the day, where we grew up outside of Chicago, my dad would always bring home, after he got off of work, fresh bakery. And it was so good.
Yeah.
It was so, and this reminds me of being a kid.
And our bread is dense. You know, it's funny. People come in our store the first time and they'll buy a loaf and we hand it over to them and they're like, holy cow.
I could work out with this.
Yeah. If you look at the bread in the stores, it's like 16 ounces or 8 ounces. I mean, ours is almost 2.5 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or more. So.
And you definitely have leftovers if you need it. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Cassie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. It was great, like always.
Yes, absolutely. And again, if you have any questions for Cassie, just go over and see her at Great Harvest Bread. Again, they've got great, great, great products. So when we come back, we'll run down some ag topics. We'll also hit more weather as, again, we've got our first snow of the season. It's just around the corner. We'll have more details on that coming up after the break. Now, you know,
welcome back.
Real quick, Bridget, I'm sorry. I forgot you were taking this segment. So I messaged Steve, one of our loyal listeners on the East Coast. And we're going to try and get the screaming goat put into one of his songs. I think that's a good idea. I don't know how Steve would manage his rock and roll guitar with the screaming goat, but Steve, if you're listening, let's get that done. We want an audio cut of that. I mean,
and Steve can probably tell us there's a piece of trivia in my head, but I don't remember the exact answer, that there was a guitarist who once used an electric drill across the strings to make a very specific sound. I don't remember if that was Alda Nova or if that was a different band. I bet Steve does. He'll probably let us know. But I guess if they can use an electric drill, they can probably use a screaming goat somewhere. Not going to be surprised.
Perfect, right?
Yes, yes. So I got to ask, Addison, our sound engineer, did you get to try some of the Great Harvest Bread Company's bread from Cassie?
I did. I obliterated it very fast. It did not last very long. And I was...
So it was good?
Yes. I was fearing someone would ask my opinions on it because I'm going to be quite frank. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never had anything... You've got to go there and get it. Like, it's just good bread, period. I can't even explain how good that was.
My favorite's a cinnamon chip, hands down.
Yeah.
That stuff is so good.
I went for that one first. It lasted seconds in my tiny little hands. It was gone immediately.
Well, I think that's great, especially in the fact that when folks say, well, why does Great Harvest Bread Company come on Weather and Ag in Focus? Because she's sourcing products locally. We're mm-hmm. talking about products that are, we're number one in production in here in North Dakota. Oats, honey, bread, like with the wheat for breads, hard bread, spring wheats, and more. And Cassie does a fantastic job of making sure we know where those things come from. And again, that she tries to source locally or working with other Pride of Dakota members whenever she can. And I think that's a bright spot for us right here on Weather and Ag in Focus. It's a big one.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, it's very good. So if you have questions, though, about Great Harvest Bread, don't be shy. You can give us a call on the Red Wing Shoe line, 701-293-9000. We'd be happy to answer those for you. And Dean, do you want me to start with some headlines, or would you rather talk about a recent headline you read and were curious regarding?
Yeah, because you were gone Friday, and I was going to ask you about this. It came out in the news, I believe it was Friday, with the barley plant. Wasn't it the barley plant that closed down in Moorhead?
Yes. Well, it hasn't yet, but it will be.
Okay.
So here's the thing. For anybody who drives by on I-94 and looks to the north in Moorhead, you will see the Anheuser-Busch elevator, and that's a receiving station for barley. Anheuser-Busch has typically purchased a lot of barley in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota. We've been a great region for that due to our good weather conditions. Now, why would this be happening? And also, they have two other receiving stations, one in West Fargo and one in Sutton, North Dakota, I believe it is. And why would that be changing over? Because we have less barley acres. Why do we have less barley acres? We have less beer drinkers. So,
come on, people, step it up.
You know, you think about the greatest generation, probably not consuming as much beer as they once did. Even for us, Dean, we see a lot of folks our age and certainly younger that are liking the whiskeys, the bourbons, and especially seltzers. It was about a year, maybe even 2 years ago at the Prairie Grains Conference. I bet it was 2 years ago, the Prairie Grains Conference in Grand Forks. I talked to the head of the North Dakota Brewers Guild. So those are all of the distilleries, beer distributors, you know, guys like Fargo Brewing and Drekkers, et cetera. They're part of that guild. And they were seeing a real switch in their customer tastes. People just had found that they really like seltzers, which they don't need barley to produce. Now, we've also seen a changeover in the amount of all of these brewing companies around the area. Souris River closed in Minot. I believe there was a couple out in Bismarck. You know, some of the favorites like Laughing Sun is still open. There's also one out at Mapleton. There's a couple here in Fargo yet. But that was a big upward climb during COVID when people wanted to take beer home and they were really liking the craft beers. That has leveled off like many industries do, and we just have less consumers of the craft beers. And again, that can lead to lower wheat and barley acreage, you know, because some of those craft beers are wheats. So we're going to see a little bit of a change over there. And are the chances that somebody buys that facility in Moorhead and continues to receive barley? Maybe. But when you look at the age of some of those structures, they're not easy to retrofit. Sometimes it's easier just to knock them down and start over with a new piece of ground. We'll see what that comes to.
Well, it's too bad. I'm disappointed, people. We've got to start drinking more beer to keep these companies running. You know,
we'll see what we can do.
I know what you mean, because I mean, when I was younger, you know, college and even after college, it was mainly beer. I mean, that's just how we grew up, and maybe it may. But the kids nowadays, I mean, we didn't have the seltzers and we didn't have those sweet, you know, drinks. I mean, we just didn't.
Well, we were too cheap. If you needed beer money or laundry money, I can tell you which one, because my freshman 15 didn't come from really good bread like Great Harvest Bread Company.
Right.
So,
I mean,
that kind of tells the story.
Right? I remember having penny pitcher night in, you know, you buy one pitcher for, I think, $3.99, you get your second one for a penny. I mean, that's what we did.
My husband talks about the gusher glasses and 3-for-1s over in Moorhead in his college days. I have no idea what we paid for drinks in college, but I will tell you, when we could go to my hometown bar back home for events, and they were only charging us $1 a beer.
Yep.
It was hard to drink away a 50 at that point. If anybody had 50, which nobody did. So it was hard.
I'm sure you gave it an old college try, though.
So, Dean, when I was gone on Friday, and if folks are asking, it's not like I'm hiding anything, I was hosting a luncheon as the MC for NDSU's Department of Ag Economics, Agribusiness, and Applied Sciences. And you had Grand Forks Weather's National Weather Service on, and I think it was Tom, mm-hmm. and you were talking about a new weather model. Is there a little bit of a synopsis as to what I missed?
Well, I mean, it's a new model that they kind of launched this year. Grand Forks is one of the only offices, although they're going to see how this does up here, and if it ends up being quite accurate, they're going to kind of spread this around and try this at some other weather service offices that deal with winter weather. If it's a bust, as he put it, it's back to square one, seeing what they have to tweak with this model. See, it's a different kind of, it teleconnects. So, and when I say teleconnect, so, okay, let's see. This fall, we've had such and such weather patterns throughout the area. What other years have been like this? And they'll go back to those years, kind of plug that information into this model. And, you know, sometimes that works, sometimes that doesn't. And I think that's what they're trying to figure out. You know, will it work the way we're doing it now, or do we have to tweak some things with it? And synopsis was, I believe he said, and I've got it written down in the office, it was 5 to 7 major snow events or significant precip events that would be problematic in our area. Now, I honestly think that's a little high. Only because of the way the LRC has been setting up. And he even said, let's compare, after this season is done, let's compare what we're thinking on the winter. And then he said, let's compare it to the LRC, because he's pretty interested in the LRC, which I love, because not all meteorologists are on board with that. But Tom was very open to the idea that, you know, it's, you know, and I've told him, you know, here's the proof and whatnot. So he wants to compare at the end of the year, but 5 to 7 rather significant storms in our area for this upcoming winter, which, again, I think that's a little bit high, but, you know, we'll see how that pans out. Gary just put out his preliminary forecast. We'll touch on that here coming up in a little bit. First, we got Mike on line one. Mike, welcome to Weather and Ag in Focus. What do you got for us today?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Anyway, I was listening to you guys on Friday, and I know Bridget wasn't there, so I thought, oh, God, you know, it's going to be a train wreck with just Dean doing it. but it was an excellent show. You did a great job. I mean, it was really good. It was one of the best ones I've listened to. The hour went very fast, and good conversation, and I just wanted to pat you on the back. Great job.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Now, Mike, that's awesome.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if I should be offended because Mike doesn't have any confidence in us, or in me, I should say. He thought it'd be a train wreck.
But we've taken a vote, Dean. I'm not telling you the reason.
No, thanks a lot, Mike. You know, I could carry on a whole show when it comes to weather, but Bridget, you've got the ag side most of the time. So, but yeah, it really was a very interesting show. And if you missed it, go onto our YouTube and just search Weather and Ag in Focus. And it's the what did Addison put? It's from Friday. It should be the top video with a big goat on it. He's got a big goat.
Well, to be fair, that's most of them.
We have a big goat.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's all of them.
But yeah, and we start the conversation with Tom from the Weather Service about 15 minutes in. So if you miss it, just log on to our YouTube channel and you can catch it there. But it really was a very interesting conversation. And anytime you can try to advance meteorology and get a more accurate product out to the public, whether it's the LRC or this new experimental model that they're using, hey, that's the whole thing. It's not a competition, you know, but the more tools we have in our tool belt to get accurate information out, the better off we are. The better off we are.
So. I actually really appreciate the fact that when you can take two different weather models and compare them, it's really no different than when I take two herbicides and for soybeans and compare the pros and cons of both of them. They both still work, but for different ways and different things.
Exactly.
So why wouldn't we want to do something like that?
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt. So we're coming up on 1:49. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll touch on a weather recap and try and hit some more ag topics before we're out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And welcome to, see, now that one we might be able to put in Steve's little repertoire there.
Music track.
Yeah. That one might work too. Welcome back to Weather and Ag and Focus 153 in the afternoon. We've got clouds thickening up from the south. We've got rain approaching South Dakota. And eventually that is going to be spreading northward as we head throughout the evening hours. I think we'll see rain here in the FM area after 8 o'clock, a little later in the north, Northern Valley, and a little earlier down to our south. And then we're going to see a steady rain all night long. It's going to be a blustery night with those winds increasing out of the north. And that steady rain continues through about late morning tomorrow before it kind of shuts down and becomes a lot more widely isolated tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening. I think much of the area is going to pick up an inch to an inch and a quarter of rainfall the way it looks right now. So that's and what's great about this, Bridget, is it's coming when the ground is still thawed. So all this moisture is going to, instead of running off on a frozen ground, this is going to soak in. So this will be a huge, huge bonus opposed to if this fell a month from now. So,
well, this is what we need. We've got to do some recharging of our subsoil because it's been quite dry. If anybody has been out doing soil testing, they will tell you that there wasn't a lot of moisture going quite a ways down. And so I think we're all looking forward to seeing that. Farmers have gotten a lot of work done this fall. Harvest has wrapped up for the most part really well. Additionally, we've watched ditching happen, some fall tillage. Plenty of fertilization took place in a number of places. They were trying to get ahead of the game for spring's work. So it's been really nice so far. But I have heard some folks say, you know what, I'm ready to be done. Let's get some equipment in the shop. Let's start getting working on it. Because if we have good weather towards the end of March, we'll be in the fields in April. That's not that far away, really, when you think about it. We don't have that much time to plant another crop.
Right. And again, November 27th, so a week from Wednesday, we'll have Gary on Jay Thomas Show, following WAG. We'll be talking about the upcoming winter. Gary's already got a preliminary outlook that he's just putting together right now. I got a little inside look at that. And it's kind of, you know, well, where's the precip been so far this fall? Just to our south. So, and again, he did not take this upcoming storm into account in terms of, so by next week, we'll kind of go over that again. And, you know, it's been a mild start, but now we're turning colder. What we call the Arctic Oscillation is in a negative phase. And that means the Arctic is allowed to open up. Now, when the cycle starts over again, remember how mild it was for the first 4 weeks of the cycle. The Arctic Oscillation was in a positive phase. So the question is, when we reset the cycle, will the Arctic Oscillation be in the positive note again? If it is, then we end up with a very mild start to each cycle. If it's in the negative phase, then it won't be as mild, but still more than likely, a little bit better, but I see Arctic air pouring in here after Thanksgiving and into that first part of December as we're starting to see that Arctic open up. We're just getting a piece of it as we head into this week. And with the snow, we've got a couple chances of snow. We've got snow Wednesday in the forecast and then another round of snow on Sunday. And, you know, once you lay the snowpack down, it acts as a refrigerant and it keeps those temperatures naturally a little bit colder, anywhere between 5 and 10 degrees opposed to bare ground. So that's when we'll start to, you know, we start to lay that snowpack down. That's when we'll start to see the colder air really start to take hold. So we'll be keeping, like we said last week, the next 3 weeks will be a big telltale on at least what part of the winter looks like. We know already from the LRC cycle, the first 4 weeks look warmer than normal. I don't see that changing. I still think the start of each cycle is going to be very, when I say very mild, let's just say above normal. So when normal highs are in the teens and 20s, we might be talking about maybe low to mid 30s. But if you get low to mid 30s here in January, that's mild.
It really will be. And just remember, it won't be that long until I'll have Dr. Emily on to talk to us about frostbite. Because we like it when she comes on to talk about frostbite when we're talking about bulls and so forth.
Yes,
sorry, Dean.
That's okay.
Got you there.
And you know, we will see our Arctic air bounce this year. And it's funny because I was talking with Jay before we came on the show about, I said, here's Gary's outlook, at least a preliminary outlook. I said, but it doesn't include this storm. I said, I said, you still stick him. I think Jay went 12 inches. I said, that's less than last year. Come on. So it'll be interesting to see. Yeah. And again,
okay.
The 27th.
It's National Bread Day. Yeah. The 27th is our weather special, but today's National Bread Day. Go live it up. Have some good stuff.
Go over to Great Harvest. Get yourself a loaf of bread for dinner. So for Bridget, myself, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Don't go anywhere. The number one show in not only Northern Plains, we're talking the whole world. Jay Thomas Show is coming up next.